This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Another 100,000 workers in the state are asking for unemployment benefits. Governor Charlie Baker said today that last week's claims are slightly down from the past 2 weeks, but they are still, quote, eye-popping. WBUR senior reporter Steve Brown joins us from the Statehouse now. And Steve, a total of 570,000 people have now filed an unemployment claim with the state. What does Governor Baker say about what the state's doing to help them out?
Well, he says there are now families who are suddenly facing economic anxiety after losing a job through no fault of their own. The Department of Unemployment Assistance is issuing checks to 315,000 people. That's triple the number that were issued at the beginning of March. The state is now offering an application form in Spanish, and there will be more languages added soon. The unemployment office used to have just 50 people working in their call center. There are now 850 people working the phones remotely. So far, they've fielded 115,000 calls. The governor also claims that Massachusetts' online unemployment system is one of the few in the country that did not crash in the last couple of days.
As the number of unemployment claims rises, so does the number of coronavirus cases. What are the latest figures from the Department of Public Health?
Yes, sadly, Lisa, the numbers are still going up, confirming what we now know, that we're in the midst of the surge. More than 2,200 new confirmed cases announced today, bringing the total to just under 32,000. There was another jump in the death toll as well, 137 more reported, bringing the total number of deaths in Massachusetts to 1,245. We should note that the number of tests are up considerably as well, 8,750 tests in the last day. So far in total, more than 140,000 tests have been administered.
Yesterday, the state began releasing town-specific data for coronavirus infections. It shows an alarmingly high rate in communities of color, including Chelsea. Chelsea has the highest per capita rate of COVID-19. What's the state doing to address that disparity?
Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says the state is working closely with community health centers to push out as much testing as possible. As far as Chelsea is concerned, the governor says his administration has been in contact with the city leadership almost every day for the past month, adding when the city asks for things, the state responds. But Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino says while his pleas are being heard, there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
A week ago, I didn't have the National Guard mobilized in the city. A week ago, I didn't have a quality and available for alternative housing. And a week ago, I didn't have testing available for any resident in Chelsea with COVID-19 symptoms to get tested immediately. So I feel better than I did last Friday. But to say we have a handle on it, I think, is going a bit too far.
At the daily briefing today, the governor said there's a number of things the state offered, but the city turned down. Ambrosino disputes that and says the city has taken everything that it has been offered.
Steve, there was a late development today regarding the bill that would protect tenants and homeowners during the crisis, but it apparently has just hit a snag. What happened?
Yeah, it did. Just within the last hour or so, the bill would put a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures during the state of emergency. The legislature has been operating in informal sessions, meaning that all it takes is a single member to object to a bill and it cannot go forward. Well, that happened today. The bill was on a glide path to the governor's desk. Only two more routine votes were needed, one in the House and one in the Senate. When it was brought up for the first of those two votes, Republican State Rep. Sean Dooley of Norfolk doubted the presence of the quorum, meaning that there were not 81 House members to vote, so the bill was stopped in its tracks. Dooley left the chamber before I could speak with him, so I don't know what his concern is. Speaker Pro Tem Pat Haddad put the House in recess until tomorrow, but there won't be a quorum then. She says there will be ongoing discussions to try to address his concerns.
One more point. The governor is putting a lot of attention and energy into the state's contact tracing program that was announced last week. How's that unfolding?
Well, contact tracing is the process of trying to get in touch with everyone who may have come in contact with someone who was tested positive for the coronavirus. Of course, when the outbreak first surfaced here in Massachusetts, that process was a whole lot easier since there were only a handful of people who had tested positive. Now, with over 1,000 new cases a day, that tracing is a lot more daunting. Already, the state has hired 176 people to make contact during tracing phone calls, with hundreds of others being trained and onboarded in the near future. The governor urged anyone who gets a phone call from the Contact Tracing Collaborative to pick up the phone.
A couple of minutes of your time and cooperation is key, in many cases, to stopping the spread of coronavirus and saving more lives. It's also key to helping our state build a strategy for how we can get back to something like a new normal. And it's also part of an important effort to protect your loved ones and neighbors.
Now, the governor says they plan to grow the program over the days and weeks ahead and adds the program will have a very positive impact on the fight against the virus.
WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.